President Obama laid a wreath today at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Virginia. He also marked Veterans Day by urging business owners to hire the veterans who are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. We're going to hear now about a veteran from an earlier conflict, World War II. The narrative of that war is quite familiar to us by now. Its stock characters have become ingrained in our culture over the decades. But it seems somewhere you'll always find a new twist on that narrative, as we hear from the world's Alex Galifant.
Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa. It gained its independence in 1968. Before that, it was ruled by the British, and before them, the Boers. When war came to Europe, the British came knocking. So remembers Maniqua Dlamini. He's 88 years old, and the current chief of Haile Haile, a rural area in the north of the country.
All our life here in Swaziland was under British control. It was mostly okay because the British and us had a good relationship. They at least treated us better than the Boers did. We first heard in 1939 that the Germans were fighting with the British. They only said that they used to be friends with the Germans, and then after a while the Germans started fighting them, and then that's all they knew about it.
As the war drew on, the then king of Swaziland, Sobhuza, agreed to gather volunteers to fight as part of the Allied forces. In exchange, he extracted promises from the British of greater autonomy for his country in the future. But the young Maniqua, not yet a chief, had his own reasons for signing up.
The reason why I was eager to go to war was because there were rumors in my home that I might become the next chief. I said, it's better that I go to die. It was just never in me. I said, it's better I should go there to this war, because the way to heaven I would definitely find there.
He didn't want to be the chief because, as he told me, there would be too much noise. So Maniqua and a few thousand other young Swazis registered with the British authorities. They were given boots, khaki uniforms, the works. And in late 1941, Maniqua was shipped off for training near the Suez Canal. He was soon fighting in the deserts of Libya, and then Italy.
Mussolini, who was a politician, was friendly with Hitler. We then had to fight the Italians as well. There were lots of bombs around, and they used to have bombs planted around in the ground, and you would touch some of them, and they would go off, and people would die.
Along the way, Maniqua met soldiers from all parts of the world, including the United States.
Americans were there, but they were not people who liked to talk to other people very much. They would talk every now and then, but most of the time they kept to themselves.
The war ended, and Maniqua traveled back to southern Africa. He spent some time in Johannesburg, trying to avoid the inevitable. But eventually, he returned to Haile Haile to take up his responsibilities.
I then realized that I can't just do my own will, because clearly it was God's wish that I should live, and here I found myself alive, so I saw that it was God's will that was in control of my life.
There are people who go to war out of a moral obligation, but perhaps not that many. Most sign up to pay their bills or to pay for college. Others go because they're told to. Maniqua Dlamini, the chief of Haile Haile, a rural area in the north of Swaziland, went because he didn't want to be a chief. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
Alex traveled to Swaziland with the assistance of the International Reporting Project. News headlines are next. This is PRI.